As WJCT's Peter Hayden reports, the rare cars belong to Jacksonville businessman John Campion.
John Campion sees the poetry in rally racing.
It's a sort of a pantomime and a ballet of brutality.
The cars are flogged.
Rally driving is true forest, it's true gravel roads, it's driving at night, it's driving in the snow.
Campion has four Italian Lancia rally cars. They don't make them anymore. The company got swallowed up by Fiat in the 80s. He searched high and low to find them.
And we pulled that out of a barn in Sydney, Australia. This one came from Prague, Czech Slovakia, Tenerife in the Canary Islands, a very nice doctor in Turin, Italy.
But to find rally racing, Campion just had to look in his own backyard, or in his case, his back bog.
I grew up in Ireland.
It's 1978, Campion's 15 years old. Ireland's got troubles, Catholics and Protestants killing each other, and high unemployment. But a national shamrock sprang forth, Billy Coleman.
Billy Coleman was a farmer in Cork who was a rally driver. Farmer first, rally driver second.
Early one morning, Campion's dad took him and his brother out to the forest. The sun was creeping up through the trees, the mist rising off the ground.
It's real Hobbit stuff, right? Lord of the Rings, right?
And all of a sudden,
there's a screaming sound, and I look around, and there's a Lancia Stratos coming around a corner, sideways in the air, driven by Billy Coleman. I'm 15 years old. I've chased that since.
That's poetry. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.
Campion's cars and many others will be on display this weekend at Amelia Island's Concours d'Elegance at the Ritz-Carlton.